Hello everyone, this is Ned O'Meara from Domainer. I'd like to welcome you to today's podcast interview. My special guest is Simon Lenton, founder and CEO of Escrow Angel, Australia's premier online escrow service. Whilst I haven't met Simon in person, I've had many telephone chats with him. Good morning, Simon.
Good morning, Ned.
How are you today?
Yeah, pretty well, thanks. Fairly hot down here in Melbourne today. I think we're going to hit around 37, 38 degrees.
Ah, lovely. That's good. Nice and humid up here in Townsville. Hopefully we're going to get a bit of rain, so good to chat to you. Let's get into it. Simon, before we sort of talk about Escrow Angel in detail, can you tell us a little bit about your prior background?
Yeah, sure. I studied law, and I'm sort of a trained lawyer, and I practiced in commercial law for about 5 years before leaving the law to set up Escrow Angel. I worked as a commercial litigator in one of the largest law firms in the world in Sydney.
Ah, fantastic. Now, you're not charging me for this interview, are you, for talking to you in the
background? No, not this time. This is a freebie. Yeah.
Good. Excellent. So, like, you've worked overseas. Whereabouts did you work overseas?
Yeah, so I also spent some time in Rome, in Italy, again, working for a British-based firm over there, and that was an exceptionally amazing experience, working in a range of different legal areas, including banking and finance. I was there when Lehman Brothers collapsed, and we were actually drafting a lot of the documents for the counterparties to certain swap arrangements, and so the phones were ringing off the hook at sort of 3 and 4 a.m. in the morning. We were working almost 24 hours a day to contain the disaster.
Ah, okay. Interesting times. So how, when, and why did Escrow Angel come about?
Yeah, so Escrow Angel was came about almost by accident. We kind of stumbled across the idea when a very close friend of mine was doing a deal with a supplier overseas for some virtual real estate. It wasn't a domain name, but it was something similar. And they handed over a decent sum of money. It was around about $16,000. And when they received the items, they weren't as described, but they had already paid the money. So when they tried to raise the issue with the other party, the other party basically said, look, too bad, you've paid for it, suck eggs. And I thought this was pretty rough, and I looked into it and thought, in the legal world, escrow-type arrangements are quite common. So I was familiar with how they worked, and I thought, we need something like this for consumers who engage in these types of transactions online. So I looked into it, found there was nothing in Australia, and then started taking steps to launch the business, put together a business plan, raised some capital, got some investors, built the product, and launched.
And when exactly did you do that?
So we launched in late 2012, so we've been around for a couple of years now.
Oh, great. And you've got, I notice, on your site, having a look at, about the company and the people involved, there appears to be some reasonable heavyweights in there. Can you tell us a little bit about a couple of your partners?
Yeah, sure. As in the directors or the other partners?
The directors, yeah, the people.
Oh, the directors, sure. Yeah, look, I managed to get in contact with some great angel investors in the Melbourne community who are sort of seasoned startup investors. And they were attracted to the idea largely because a lot of these investors were from either a legal or an accounting background, both of whom really understood how escrow worked, because there's always sort of a trust account or escrow component to a lot of legal practices and accounting practices. So they really liked the idea and they understood it. And so they threw some money behind it. We also found a couple of investors that we wanted who had great connections to particular industries we wanted to move into. So the gentleman there from who was the closely associated with the Victorian Automotive Chamber of Commerce, who sort of introduced us to some heavyweights in the vehicle market, and that led to some partnerships. So, yeah, we were after sort of smart money. We wanted not just the cash but also people with some good connections and who were willing to use those connections to further the business.
That makes a lot of sense, yeah, good. So as far as the escrow business is concerned, I mean, what sort of licences, if any, do you have to have in Australia to operate as an escrow service?
Yeah, well, look, unlike in the US, Australia doesn't really have a specific licensing regime for escrow services. In the US, they're very, very strict about that, and they have different licences for each of the states over there. Whereas here, there's more sort of a blanket general requirement and regime that governs anyone who really deals with other people's money. So it's slightly more general. And things that they look at, you know, include, you know, who's running your business, who's holding the money, you know, what sort of systems and procedures do you have in place to make sure that, you know, your employees don't run off with other people's money. And all that stuff is really important to protect consumers. You know, we've certainly made sure we tick all those boxes with the various arrangements we have in place, both the people we have involved and also the partnerships we have with National Australia Trustees.
Ah, okay. Well, that was my next question. I noticed you've got a very powerful NAB logo on your site. That must add some comfort to people. Can you explain the connection there?
Yeah, look, absolutely. We approached National Australia Trustees way back in the early days because we thought, gee, it'd be really great if we could partner with this reputable brand to provide that comfort to our users. And so what we've done is we've basically set up a custodian arrangement with them, whereby they actually own and operate the account into which all of our clients' funds are paid. So when people pay funds to Escrow Angel, the money's actually going directly to National Australia Trustees. So we never actually touch it. We can just see it. We can't actually do anything to it. So what we then do is we pass on instructions we get from our clients to National Australia Trustees, and we have a range of verification methods there to ensure that those instructions are genuine, and then they go ahead and move the money. So in the event that anything happens to Escrow Angel, the company, you know, God forbid we become insolvent or whatever, all of our funds are totally separate from our clients' funds, and then National Australia Trustees will be charged with the task of dispersing those funds to the relevant parties at the end of
terrific,
the
day. Terrific, yeah. Well, I guess you can't ask for better than that. That's great. So given that this is about domains, basically, what percentage of your business relates to domain name and website sales?
Yeah, at the moment, it's a fairly significant percentage. I'd say around about half. And of that, the majority would be domain names. We do a number of website transactions and sales in the past, and they're generally fairly hefty sums, because often you're not just paying for the domain, you're paying for, you know, the traffic that the site has and the assets that the, you know, the owners have built up over, you know, often what can be significant periods of time. But what we're seeing is we're seeing that other markets are starting to encroach upon sort of the domain name's dominance in our business. Sort of the vehicle market's a big one that we're sort of breaking into. Also sort of import, export and general merchandise transactions. Also home improvements, all these are different types of transactions that Escrow Angel applies to. But certainly domain names are, I guess, the easy sell. You know, people in that space know about escrow, they know that it's required for those types of transactions, and as a consequence, we've found that a lot of that business flows to us without us having to do a huge amount to attract it.
Excellent. Well, I must say, I've been a recent user of Escrow Angel for a domain name sale. It's the first time I've ever used an escrow service here in Australia, and the buyer actually asked to use it, and I went along with it, and wondering how it was all going to go, but it was pretty good, actually, so I give it a tick of approval there. I guess probably the thing that crossed my mind, and I know you and I have chatted about this a little bit, but given that the AU space has some pretty pedantic rules regarding eligibility for domain name purchases. Have you ever had any issues to date, or do you foresee any potential issues in that regard?
Mm. Yeah, look, you're right. The AU domain space is quite unique in that, unlike the .com space, there is an eligibility requirements for buyers or the incoming owner. They have to either have an ABN or some close and substantial connection with their business, as in the domain must connect to their business somehow. And so what you can find is that sellers can actually hand over something like the auth key, which is the keys to the vault. They can hand it over to the buyer and find out the buyer doesn't actually have the eligibility requirements to hold that domain. So hiccups can arise there. And look, we're actually looking at adding some extra features to our system to overcome those issues there. Right now, the safeguards we have in place are around our dispute resolution process, which is quite comprehensive and has been very successful in its implementation. So if any issues do arise there, the parties can raise a dispute. We lock down the funds until the dispute's resolved, But obviously the better solution is to try and prevent that from happening. A lot of it is around education, so making sure the parties actually know what's required in order to transfer the domain. And often when you're dealing with a buyer who hasn't bought many domain names before and isn't really familiar with the process, or at least with the .au space, sometimes they can feel a little bit nervous about these extra eligibility requirements. So, yeah, it comes down to, I guess, the seller making it clear to the buyer how the transfer is going to work, us as the middleman making that clear, and also providing the relevant dispute resolution process to make sure any issues are resolved and that the funds are protected as the resolution takes place.
No, that's great. And just chatting to somebody else who'd been using your platform this week, one of the great features is that he was able to call you and discuss certain issues with you, etc., and you were able to give him some helpful and timely advice. So I think that's always a great feature to have, that there's somebody local that you can talk to actually on the phone.
Indeed, yeah. I mean, operating in the same time zone is always useful. I know escrow.com is a great service based in California, but sometimes it's great just to be able to pick up the phone and speak to someone who can tell you what the weather's like in your same city and can use the same terminology.
Exactly. Look, well, speaking about escrow.com, I mean, how does Escrow Angel go with overseas transactions? How fluid is your system, for instance, compared with escrow.com?
Yeah, we've not. It's not as fluid as escrow.com. I'm not going to pretend that it is. We basically deal in, and the reason why that's the case is because we're dealing currently only in Australian dollars. So our bank account or our trust account that we have with Nest Australia Trustees is denominated in AUD only at this stage. We are looking at and we have put in process steps to get a USD account. But obviously, being in Australia, we're very disconnected from the rest of the world, and as a consequence, we have quite stringent anti-money laundering and sort of financial reporting requirements. Yeah, exactly, for any money that's coming in or going out of our shores. And so there's some sort of there's a range of compliance burdens that we're just currently assessing to make sure that it can actually be a viable model for us. We may have to charge a premium for that type of service, but it's certainly one that we are exploring.
Yeah, understand. Given, I was thinking about your service overnight and all the times that I've dealt with people, and sometimes you get that final objection about how do I know that my money's going to be safe. And, I mean, for somebody like me that's been in the space for a long time and I've got a good reputation on LinkedIn and stuff, it's probably easier for me to reassure people and just do the transaction directly. But for a lot of newer people that are starting out in the industry, I just thought to myself, well, something like Escrow Angel would be just perfect to throw into the system as part of your template for selling a domain, is to say, look, and when we do the sale, the funds are all protected, it's done for Escrow Angel, and I just think to myself, well, if they can offer that, it'd be a great way to assist them in getting a sale. What do you think?
Yeah, look, absolutely, and we have a lot of domain, I guess, traders who use our service, and they have various landing pages and domains that they own, so the prospective buyers can pass by and have a look and see that the domain is for sale, and often on that page they will have a blurb about Escrow Angel, and they'll say, we use this service, we offer this service, we're more than happy for you as a prospective buyer to use this service, it protects both of us. I think that the key thing for prospective buyers is to really do your homework on any escrow service you use. Sadly, with any system or service that offers to hold or move money, there are always a bunch of fraudsters out there, so I guess the takeaway would be, make sure you do your research, find out that the escrow service you're using is reputable. Obviously, we're going to say use Escrow Angel because that it is, or at least you can call us and find out that it is. Absolutely, it is a service, and it is a really good tool to ensure that both parties are comfortable, and particularly the less experienced parties are comfortable in transacting, especially given that it's a type of transaction where the parties never actually meet in person.
Exactly.
Yeah, the transaction is done over the phone or via email.
Yeah. Indeed. Look, and just a question that's come to mind now. I know escrow, for instance, has a an automated facility with a lot of domain selling platforms overseas, like, for instance, Domain Name Sales. You can automatically, if you've got to buy it now on your sales page, you can automatically send that to escrow straight away. Is that something that Escrow Angel could look at doing in the future?
Yeah, look, it's something that we actually have done. We've already built the system for that. We have an API ready to go. We just haven't rolled it out yet onto the onto our sort of affiliate sites. We found that there hasn't been a huge demand for that particular service, but yeah, look, we're absolutely ready to provide that to whoever would want it. It's a very interesting service. How I understand it works is once you press that button, it simply populates the transaction at escrow.com and invites the other party to go ahead and kick off the transaction. Yeah, it's a very simple process.
What it does is it's smooth and it's painless. Rather than sending somebody to another page and then inviting them to, it's all linked in as one. So that would be good to look at. I think as the market here in Australia, the aftermarket particularly, increases in size, I think that would be something that would be a great benefit to have as an API. I'll talk to you about that more privately because I've got some thoughts there. So basically, just so people understand what your service costs. If someone's to sell let's give a few examples, say a $2,000 domain transaction, what would that cost in escrow fees? And do you have the ability, like escrow.com, to split the fees or either allocate them to either the buyer or seller, or split them between both parties? Let's take a $2,000 sale. What would that be?
Yeah, sure. Well, our current pricing is 2.7% up to $5,000. So for a $2,000 transaction, we would charge a fee of $54. That's 54 Australian dollars. And yes, there is the option of the fee being paid in full by either the buyer or the seller, or they can agree to split it 50-50. There's also an option to pay from your credit card, and that incurs a 1% surcharge payable by the buyer. So it's at the buyer's option whether they choose to pay that or not. And that's actually done through BPAY, which is great because unlike a standard credit card payment gateway, any credit card payment gateway can actually have chargebacks. Yes. Affected on them. So by using the BPAY system, it doesn't permit chargebacks, and our entire service it basically hinges upon certainty of payment. So we want to assure both parties that as soon as money is paid to us and it arrives in our account, we confirm we've received it, it cannot be pulled back by the buyer under a chargeback. So that's why we've opted to use that. And it's also BPAY is integrated into every single Australian banking and financial institution's internet banking portal. So it's a familiar service that's easy to use.
And I have to say, that's very reasonable. For 2.7%, $54 for a $2,000 sale, that's nothing. So what would it be, for instance, on a $10,000 transaction?
Yeah, so for $10,000, it would be the way the fee is calculated is it's a flat fee of $135 plus 0.3% of the amount over $5,000. So the total fee would be $150. And again, that can be split 50-50 between the parties, which brings it down to $75.
That's nothing. That's cheap, really cheap. Excellent. And just finally, what about the future for Escrow Angel? Have you got anything in the works, anything planned? What's happening?
Yeah, look, there's a lot to get excited about. We have some overseas partnerships. We've licensed our product actually to one of the largest non-bank payment facilities in South Africa, and they've sort of launched the product under a white label, and that's been very exciting to see that grow and progress. So sort of doing more, I guess, partnerships like that. Other partnerships here within Australia, so we've had some great partnerships with some key players in the automotive space. We're looking to move into the sort of import-export market, looking at overseas opportunities. And opportunities to really connect Australia with the rest of the world. I think that's an area that we're really looking into quite seriously at the moment. And also providing more value to the domain space. We feel, as I'm sure you do, Ned, that domains is a growing market. in Australia as well as globally. It's becoming it has grown in popularity and I guess credibility as a means of making money. And so we'd like to be there to facilitate that commerce.
Excellent. Oh, that's great. Well, Simon, thank you for talking with us today and sharing a little bit about Escrow Angel. And I'll be putting this interview up on Domainr today with a link to your site. And I really do welcome everyone to have a look and give it a try and incorporate it into your sales templates when you're talking to people, because I really believe it will help people sometimes get that final hurdle out of the way. So appreciate your time, Simon. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Ned. Appreciate it.
All the best. Bye.
Bye.